couple of guests in studio with us this morning. Now, we were talking to Paul Garnett just a moment ago. He is a scoutmaster with Boy Scout Troop number 82 here in Lockport. And Paul, on this beautiful Monday, how are you?
I'm doing well, John.
All right. Now, you brought some folks with you. You brought some of the scouts. And in this first segment, we're going to be talking to Tanner and Andrew. Good morning, Tanner.
Good morning.
And Andrew, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah? Are you eyeing the donuts that walked in the door?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're watching head nods.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, listen, we appreciate you guys taking your time to be here. We've got a couple other folks who will be joining us in the second segment this morning after the 8 o'clock news. That would be Braden and Peyton. All right. Did I get those names right?
You did.
Okay. All right. Very good. So, Paul, just give us an update now as to some of the good things that are happening through Troop Number 82.
The good things that are happening, John, is we're still active out in the community. We just got done doing a little bit of a cleanup. Unfortunately, we weren't able to participate in the food drive that Feed More Western New York had, but we have done it in the past. The young gentlemen have been very busy, you know, as most of them are juniors and seniors in high school, so finding time to fit it all in has been a challenge, but these young gentlemen step up to the plate and make it happen.
So, Tanner, what have you been up to?
Oh, just going to track practice, helping out at Challenger Bowling, and just helping out whenever I can when I can be there.
All right, and now, are you a junior or a senior?
I'm a junior.
Okay. All right. Are you working towards an Eagle Scout, perhaps?
I already have my Eagle.
You already have one?
I do.
Oh, my God. What was your project?
I redid the firefighter memorial at the Wilkettsville Fire Department.
Wow, good for you. Eric, have you had a chance to see that?
I have not. The last time I went to Wilkettsville was when our friend Scott Wimzak gave us some tickets for a chicken dinner.
Oh,
and we went. My wife and I went up there and enjoyed a marvelous and wonderful, delicious chicken dinner up there.
All right. So we're going to have to take a road trip and see Tanner's work up
there. Yes, we are.
If you guys are on our Troop Facebook page, or you can Google the Wilkettsville Facebook page, the pictures and updates have been put on there as the projects are going forward.
All right. Very good. So, Andrew, are you a junior or senior?
I'm a senior.
All right. And are you also an Eagle Scout now?
I'm not, but my Eagle paperwork recently got approved, and so I just have to have my board of review, and then I should be officially an Eagle Scout.
Oh, so you've already done a project then?
Yes, I have.
Ooh, what was your project?
I repainted a bunch of picnic tables and the kitchen building at Veterans Park in Gasport.
Wow, very good. I'm sure it all looks nice and spiffy up there.
Yep.
All right, so what interests you, Andrew?
Like Tanner, I also run track, and I play the trumpet as well as singing.
All right.
He's a spitter.
He's a spitter.
He's not a drummer, Eric. You're good.
Well, you know, we kind of put him in the same basket of hitters and spitters.
Well, but at least he's not a drummer.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah. You guys are brutal.
We are.
Yeah. So, anyways, well, great, Andrew. And are you in the school band at all?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
You're in a production right now as well?
Yeah, I was in our recent production of Beauty and the Beast.
And what was your role?
I was in the ensemble, but I played a candle maker, a gargoyle, and I was also one of the knives.
You got to do all the fun stuff.
As you can see, Eric and John, our scouts are well-rounded.
Yes.
Yeah,
a knife and a Google company.
A gargoyle.
Gargoyle, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I just watched a movie a couple of weeks ago called The Gargoyle. Won't get into that.
We haven't had the Svengoolie fill-in lately, have we?
Yeah, no, we haven't. But that's discussion for another time. But right now, so, Paul, I could tell when Tanner and Andrew walked in that they must run track. You know how I could tell?
They were in their track outfit.
Well, I didn't notice that as much as I noticed they have very long legs.
They're both distance runners in Lockport High School, and they both do very well.
All right. I'm assuming springtime. We're in track season now?
Yeah, we're in outdoor track season.
Okay. So how's it going, guys?
Well, we haven't had our first meet yet. We got our meet against Niagara Wheatfield on Wednesday, so we'll see how it goes.
All right, and the coach is optimistic that you guys will have a winning season, right?
Maybe.
Oh, come on. Got to have confidence, man.
Probably not, though.
Yeah. Very good. So, you know, Tanner, I guess being a junior, obviously you've got one more year at the high school, but already having become an Eagle Scout, I guess you're going to be helping some of the younger ones, right? I mean, you could be a good teacher for them, right?
So we actually don't have any younger scouts in our troop.
Oh, okay.
I might actually be the youngest person in our troop now. So we don't really have anyone to teach.
So you're in charge of recruitment then.
Well, the good part with that, John, because he's humble, he's not going to tell you that he is actually on youth leadership training that trains other scouts throughout the whole region.
See, I knew there was something about him. See? Okay. So can either one of you, either Tanner or Andrew, can you name the top two or the first two Eagle Scouts from Troop 82?
So that'd be Paul Garnett and Mike Norris.
In that order.
In that order.
Very good. Yeah. Tanner, you got two extra points for that.
You might ask for gas money, Eric.
Two extra donuts or...
Yeah. No, just points. You keep your mitts off those donuts. I like you, kid. I don't like you that much.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyways, well, that's really good. And, in fact, we had Michael Filicetti, our Niagara County Sheriff, in studio with us just the other day. And we were talking about Boy Scout Troop 82. And I guess he does interact with the scout troop, Paul, if I understand correctly.
The sheriff not only interacts with our troop, he interacts with all the scouts throughout the region. He tries to make as many Eagle Court of Honors as he can, any fundraisers the scouts are doing. The sheriff and his staff are they pretty much come and support all of us.
That's good. He's going to be at Griffin Schmidt's event
for
Troop 8, I believe.
Yes, Troop 8 out of Cambria.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, do other scout troops support an event like Griffin is doing?
As long as the scouts know about it, that's part of being a scout, is helping one another, whether it's a project, fundraiser, whatever it may be. The program is awesome to be a part of, and as long as we know about it, people will go help one another.
Okay. All right. I was curious because we started talking about Troop 8, I believe, is Griffin Schmidt's troop number, right?
Correct. And they're out of Cambria Volunteer Fire Company. They're the ones that sponsor them.
Yeah. When we started talking about that, I was thinking, wow, I wonder if they're in competition with Troop 82. And so I'm glad you clarified that it's really not a competitive thing. It's a supportive.
No, it's scouts as a whole, I may think, because human nature, it's competitive in some things. But realistically, it gives the young gentlemen and young ladies that are involved in the programs life skills, and it teaches them how to be good community-oriented people.
All right. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Paul Garnett this morning. He is a scoutmaster with Boy Scout Troop 82 here in Lockport. And Tanner and Andrew are with us at this point as well. Now, they have track practice this morning, so they'll be scooting out in just a little bit. In any event, so are you guys involved in any, or interested, I should say, in any other sports?
Yeah, I swim and play soccer, too.
And that was Tanner, right?
Andrew.
Oh, Andrew, I'm sorry. I was trying to get to know your voices. If you're wondering, there's a wall between us here. So Eric is sitting in the room with them, and he has the advantage. I, on the other hand, am trying to do voice recognition here. So
don't kid yourself, John. The wall's really not the point. It's just you're a little short in stature.
Yeah. Ooh.
Shots by you.
I got to get my shot in once in a while, John.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's why we love you, Paul, and we like to have you back all the time.
Because, you know, a scout is honest.
Thank you for that wonderful reminder.
Yeah.
In any event, so Andrew's into swimming, and what else was it, baseball?
Soccer.
Oh, soccer. Okay. Tanner, you do anything else sports-wise?
I just run track 2 seasons a year, and I run cross-country as well.
Wow. You know, I give you guys a lot of credit for the long-distance stuff, because I remember back when I was in high school, and track would come up. I wasn't on the track team, But when track was part of our gym curriculum for 6 weeks or whatever it was, I always enjoyed the short bursts, like the 40-yard dash, the 100-yard dash, things like that. I did fairly well at that, but I don't really have the stamina for long distance. How do you do? What's the longest race that or run that you guys have ever done?
The longest run we've done in practice, I think, was 11.5 miles.
Good grief.
And is it timed, or are they just happy that you make it to the end?
We just go out and run for, like, distance to get our endurance up.
Okay. Now, as far as competition, though, what's the, you know, what event would it be?
For track, the longest event for our school that we would be the 2 mile.
Okay.
Piece of cake for you. You barely get your endorphins going at that, right?
All right, very good. We want to welcome Peyton and Braden.
Good morning.
Oh, we got you.
Okay, and so let's see. Who was that that said hello? Was that Braden?
That was Braden.
Oh, and see, then, I get to know the voices.
And
here.
I just turned Peyton's microphone on, so now he can say hello. As
It was Peyton first. This one's Braden.
Oh, for Pete's sakes.
Remember, the way I was explained to him, and the guys are going to hate me for this, it's Peanut Peyton and Big Head Braden.
All right. Very good. Well, Peyton, Braden, we're very pleased to have you with us here this morning. And thank you for taking time out. We know you're off school today, but it was awful nice of you to get up early and join us.
Of course.
Yeah. So, in any event, we do want to talk a little bit about Andrew's experience in the Scouts. And perhaps, Andrew, maybe you could tell us what Scouting has meant to you.
I think Scouting has really taught me how to be a good leader and be a good community-oriented person and be ready to deal with any situation that comes up.
That's all a right. good answer. Yeah. It makes you a well-rounded human being.
All right. So now, have you had opportunity to do, practice any kind of leadership either at school or with the Scouts?
Yeah. I'm the troop guide right now. It's kind of like the third in command among the boys. And I was also the leader of my Eagle Scout projects. So that really taught me how to, like, delegate tasks and almost be like a manager in
mm-hmm.
a way.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now we heard about your project earlier this morning. And correct me if I'm wrong, but the way you've just described it, you're like the overseer, the supervisor, right?
Yep.
And you get other people to join you in the project and to help out.
Yes.
All right, correct. So how many people did you have working on your project?
I had, I think, 7 or 8 people working on my project.
Wow. Did they all listen to you?
Yes.
Wow.
Not bad.
Yeah, that's a pretty good... although, you know what, though? That makes sense, because we're talking about Scouts here. And as Paul has explained to us, you know, the cooperative spirit amongst them.
Mm-hmm.
And joking aside, John, we were working for food, so we had to listen.
Working for food. Yeah, we know what that's like, huh, Eric?
Yes. Yeah I worked for Paula's Donuts today.
Yeah. And by the way, we need to say hello to one of the moms. Kim is here, and she, I believe, made the arrangements for the 2 boxes of Paula's Donuts, right?
Actually, John, it was Peyton and Braden's mom. She had to run home. She's taking care of her mom that just had some... medical issues, so she had to run to her house. But she got us the donuts for this morning.
Well, that was awfully nice of her.
Right? Thank you.
What is her first
name?
That'd
be Miss Juanita.
Juanita. All right. So, well, Kim, it's good to have you here, too. I know you're not in front of a microphone, but we appreciate having you here as well.
She smiled and waved.
Okay. So, Braden, we're going to pick on you first. Are you a junior or a senior?
I'm a senior.
All right. And are you an Eagle Scout?
Yes.
All right. So what was your project?
I restored a community garden and built 4 more, and then I planted and weeded for the entire summer.
Wow. How much time did that take?
The entire summer?
Yeah.
I built the 4 gardens in, like, 2 or 3 work days, and mm-hmm. then I maintained that over the summer.
Okay. And they're still there today?
Yes.
That's right at the Peanut Butter and Jelly headquarters.
Oh, okay. It's Van Buren Street?
71 Van Buren Street.
Yeah.
The community gardens are there, and I know Braden would appreciate any community members that would like to entertain growing their own vegetables this season.
Nice.
All right. Very good. And so you're you're already an Eagle Scout. And Peyton, what about you?
Yeah, I'm an Eagle Scout as well.
Okay. Are you a junior or senior?
I'm a senior.
Okay. So it sounds, Paul, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like Tanner was the only junior here, right?
Tanner was the only junior here, correct. I'll give you a quick story, John. Braden and Peyton are twin brothers.
Yeah.
And they...
Well, I couldn't tell them apart.
They, along with my family, we are the first trifectas of Eagle Scouts in Troop 82. Their older brother is also an Eagle Scout.
Oh, wow. Okay. Is that something Mike Norris can claim to or not?
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to Mike on Wednesday morning, by the way. He's in Albany, of course, and we'll be talking to him long distance, but we'll ask him about that.
Ask him about it. Mike is a very, very supportive member of Troop 82. But Peyton, why don't you explain your project, please?
I built 3 wheelchair-accessible flower beds for the nursing home Elderwood in Lockport.
Wow.
Over in Elderwood?
Yes.
Really?
Nice.
Wow, is that in, is that like an inner court or is it outside?
They have
like
a little outside court in the back.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've been over there before. As a visitor, Eric, don't get any ideas.
I had to break him out. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, that's really cool. You guys, you know, I'm very impressed because, you know, you're community-minded and you're thinking about other people and you're thinking about, you know, how to enhance the community, how to beautify the community. And now, Paul, I remember, I don't think it's one of the gentlemen here with us, but somebody did the flower boxes down at the canal.
Correct. That would be Aaron Vallant.
Okay.
Or Vallant, I'm sorry. He couldn't make it today, but he is also very close to finishing up his Eagle stuff and becoming an Eagle Scout. He just has one more merit badge to go and turn in his paperwork.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah, very good. And Peyton and Braden, are you guys into sports?
Yes.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, we're going to just leave us hanging, or what do you like?
We like those one-word answers on the radio. Those are really good.
I play soccer and lacrosse.
Ooh, lacrosse.
Yeah, I played soccer.
Oh, very good. Now, I know I'm going to sound ignorant with this. Lacrosse isn't this time of year, is it, or it's in the fall?
It's my first year playing, so I know I play for the school. I'm on the varsity team.
Mm-hmm.
So for our school, it's a spring sport.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, that would make sense because the Buffalo Bandits are playing.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
That's a tough sport.
Duh, John. Had you thought about that? So.
That's a lot of running, a lot of endurance, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, you guys don't whack each other with the sticks, do you?
No, we do. We go hard on each other.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Take them out at the knees, Junior.
I like that. So, yeah, so when you get the ball and your stick, you run all the way across the field, don't you?
Just across the field. Oh, John. Oh, man.
Can we turn off his mic?
Yeah, well, you know,
I'm just
going to
give him a donut. Here, John, have a donut.
The other good part, John, is you're hearing from the scouts. You know, they're well-rounded, not only in their community, but every one of them's on the National Honor Society from school. So hats off not only to the program, but hats off to their parents as well for helping us raise fine young gentlemen.
Yeah. Yes. Well, as I mentioned earlier in the show this morning, Paul, that, you know, these are the representatives of who will be our future leaders. And to get the foundation that they're getting, I think, is tremendous. And, you know, scouting has been around for a long, long time. And by the way, in case when you guys stick around for trivia teaser, it's not a scout-related question this morning.
Is it ice cream today?
No.
Oh, John, you're disappointing me.
No.
It'll be
something that you'll know.
You're not living a scout motto, being prepared.
Oh, I'm prepared. Believe me, I'm prepared. Just not with ice cream. Although ice cream and Paula's donuts, that would have been a great combo, right, Eric?
Diabetes in a box, baby. Count me in.
So, and if you're just joining us again, we've had an in-studio, actually, we've had a plethora of in-studio guests this morning. Paul Garnett, who is the Scoutmaster with Boy Scout Troop number 82 in Lockport. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, John.
So how's the ice cream business?
As you are probably well aware, we're ramping up and we're busy.
Yeah. Selling pint after pint, huh?
You name it, we're selling just about anything. I just got a update this morning before I left to come over here. Is we just took on 19 new customers to make ice cream for them.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
Now, the progress on the plant, the addition, it's going to be making the gift, not the gifting, but the handheld ice cream product?
They're up and running as we speak.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that was quick.
So yes. What kind of novelties do we have now?
We are making, if you're familiar with the Häagen-Dazs bars, like the, mm-hmm. they're called paddle bars. We're making our own presently, but we're not outsourcing. We're going to be making them for those other companies as well.
Wow.
So we're right now, the new ones that are out there are called a Panda Paw bar, a Let's Dough Buffalo bar, a bittersweet bar, that's right up your alley, Eric, for coffee. A brownie batter, and a deep sea treasure.
Wow. Anything with raisins in it?
I couldn't do that for John.
Thank you, Paul. You become my best friend.
Wait a minute. I thought Eric was on his way to become the world's best friend.
I am well on the way to becoming
the
world's best
friend.
Well,
he's well on his way, but Paul, you've just become mine. So, anyways, so Paul is with us, and we also have now we've had some more musical chairs here because Andrew had to leave. We spoke to Andrew a couple of times during the morning here, and so we have two more scouts. We just got to know them a little bit. We have Braden. On the right, we have Peyton on the left. And so, guys, we want to talk to you a little bit about, you know, what scouting has meant to you. So, Peyton, we're going to put you on the spot. If you can just let us know a little bit about what attracted you to the scouting program and what benefits you feel you have gained from it.
Well, I started from a very young age, and I think that was the best choice that my mom has probably made for me. It has built a great foundation for my future, and it helped me learn and grow in a very good community instead of being in a bad community. So I wouldn't trade it over anything else.
All right. Did you start as a Cub Scout?
Yes.
All right. So you've been in the program for quite a while.
Yeah. I've been in for about 10 years.
Well, very good. And obviously the fact that you were able to work through the program and get your Eagle Scout. Now, when was that, by the way?
When I achieved Eagle?
Yes.
It was about a month ago.
Oh, okay.
When we had a ceremony.
Yeah, very good. And was Mike Norris there?
No.
Oh.
No, Mike had to be in Albany that day
that's
because
right.
of our
oh,
lovely
I forgot.
Budget.
Yeah. We're... yeah.
But a representative from his office did come and
really?
Give the young gentlemen their proclamations.
Oh, nice. How nice.
Yeah.
Very, very good. So that's Peyton. And Braden, what about you? What has scouting meant to you over the years?
It's been a lot. I started when I was a Cub Scout as well with Peyton, and I've gotten a lot of great experiences out of it, and I learned a lot growing up in Cub Scouts and then transferring over to Troop 82. And I learned a lot from the boys, like the older guys when I joined Troop 82.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been really good to grow up with that.
So now you are the older boys,
yep.
Both of you guys, and do you plan to carry on the tradition to help the next generation of scouts, if we can find one?
Eventually I'll get my kids into scouts.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, that's long-term planning.
Sure it is, because, you know, your grandma was right. You are who you hang out with. And if you're hanging out with a community of like-minded people that are civic-minded, decent, upright human beings, you're probably going to be okay.
I couldn't agree with you more, Eric. I came through the program myself as a Cub Scout back with PAC 18 up to Troop 18, and then we transitioned over to Troop 82. Phenomenal program. If you've been on the fence about whether to get involved with the program, take that leap on the other side of the fence and get involved. It's a tremendous program. It gives you life skills. As leaders, not only do we get to help mentor our youth, but we get to learn from them as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
So, Braden, now, we know from discussing with you your signature that you want to become a doctor. Is that true?
No, I just scribble my signature.
Yeah, I just scribble my signature.
No, to be honest with you, John, you know, that's been a joke with us all along, but I'm going to speak for Braden. He wants to go to UB, an aerospace engineer.
Oh, good. Oh, Braden, I got to ask you this. Have you taken time to go up to the Aerospace Museum in Niagara Falls?
Not the one in Niagara Falls, but I've been to the one in D.C.
Ooh. Well, since you're so close to the one here in Niagara County over in the falls, I strongly suggest that you make time to spend 3 or 4 hours up there at least. It's a fabulous display, and there's so much good information about aeronautics and aviation and its roots here in Western New York. And, oh, man, it's just it's a fabulous place. If you haven't been there, you need to put that on your list.
Will do.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Peyton, what about you? What are your long-term aspirations?
I eventually want to be a state trooper for New York. I plan on going to SUNY Niagara for a criminal justice program.
Okay. So you may be going through that new academy that they're building, huh?
Hopefully.
I'm not sure if the troopers go through that academy.
Oh, okay. Oh, because the state troopers as opposed to the county.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, they go
to okay. Albany. All right. Well, if you end up in Albany, it's a nice area. I wouldn't want to live there, but... I'm sorry. I did live there for a while. So.
But, John, the good part with that, and it shouldn't really matter, but with them being Eagle Scouts, that puts them one step above everybody else. Mm-hmm. Future employers, they look at that. Colleges look at that. It just helps them all the way around. And, ultimately, that's the final goal, is to become an Eagle Scout in the program. But if they don't obtain that rank, there's nothing wrong with that neither. We've always been instructed that if we can get all the youth that are in the program to the first class rank, they should be able to take care of themselves for the rest of their lives.
All right. So, Peyton, what do you think you need to do to, like, do the groundwork or set the foundation for becoming a state trooper?
Well, I've just been kind of preparing myself for the academy, so I've just been working out and build up my endurance for the academy, so I could basically kind of just like show off and not be unprepared.
what's your QPA?
My what?
GPA.
GPA.
School.
3.4.
Okay.
Oh, that's not too shabby.
So, John, you're going to laugh at this one.
Okay.
Peyton's speech at his Eagle Court of Honor was, I want to become smarter than my brother, Braden, who has a 4.0 GPA.
Oh. Uh-huh. A little competition in the family there.
Uh-huh.
It will happen.
It will happen.
It will happen.
The proclamation has been made.
Uh-huh. So, Braden, how do you feel about that?
I don't think he'll get there.
Spoken like a true brother, right?
Yep.
That's right. Wrestling match out in the front yard in 15 minutes. We don't care who's stronger. We're going to see who's smarter. We'll see who's tougher.
But, John, you can see that's where it comes right back to with the program, is these young gentlemen, not just because they're brothers, but the whole program, the kids feed off one another. They push one another. It's not competition, to be honest with you. It's just to make each other a better person.
All right. Very good. Well, so I guess I'm still want to learn a little bit more about Peyton and Braden here. And so, guys, just maybe each of you can give us a little insight as to some of your outside interests.
I'll go first. Outside interests. Well, I play soccer, lacrosse. I'm heavily interested in working out and staying fit. I like to help the community by giving back. I try to go to every Challenger event that the troop goes to. And I feel like just being out there in my community is probably the best thing.
Yeah. So can I ask an awkward question?
Sure.
Of both of you? Have you found that your commitment to scouting and the good things that you've done around the community, is there any kind of backlash that you might feel from kids at school?
No, not really.
Really? Oh, that's good.
Does it help you get chicks?
Eric! Okay, does it?
Moment of silence. I think they just had John.
John, you should see the two red faces in front of me. They both turned cherry red.
I don't really go up to a girl and be like, hey, I do this. I was like,
hey, baby, I'm a scout. I'm an Eagle Scout.
All right,
scout
Eric has turned
eye.
This conversation way
upside
in the wrong
down.
Direction. Yeah, so anyways, Peyton, Braden, thank you. We appreciate it.